that scripture in particular in those words is because I think it describes the duty of a father. And the reason that I brought this message came to you is because of my sweet daughter Ashlyn. And I will go into that in my message this morning. So the message title is, It's a Love Without End. Amen. So before we begin this morning, I would like for all my dads to stand up. This day is dedicated to you, your service to your children, your family, and all the things that you do as a godly father. Thank you. The complexity of fatherhood is incredibly hard to put into words. What I can say for sure is that fatherhood is a combination of love, of fear, hope, and just absolutely trying to do your best without having any idea of what you're doing or how to do it. And your hope is that it's right. I believe that a father's love is built out of scraps of wisdom. As a man who was blessed to be raised and loved by one of the best, what we become depends on what our dads have been able to teach us in those insignificant moments of life. These are the moments when they aren't trying to really teach us a thing. They are just simply being our loving fathers. As children of a wonderful father, we are made from those insignificant moments, formed by those small scraps of wisdom. Again, this sermon is dedicated to my beautiful daughter, Ashlyn. She said several weeks ago, and it might even been a month ago, we were tooling around on the farm in the farm truck, and she said, "Hey, Dad, I've got a song I want to play you." I said, "Okay." So we played it in the truck, and she said, "I believe you can preach this on Father's Day." Well, that started my interest into this morning's sermon. Again, this sermon's dedicated to her. Here are the lyrics the song begins with. I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I had rehearsed, then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. Dad said, "Let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us." He said, "Daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end. Amen." As a dad, one thing I have learned is how difficult it can be to express to my daughter in an honest, vulnerable, and affectionate way. You see, dads can't help but to be brutally honest. It's ingrained in us. It's part of our DNA as we become fathers. And we never allow ourselves to be vulnerable. And although we long for affection, sometimes it's difficult to show when we stand at the gate that watches over our families and guards our children's hearts every day of their lives. Though it's difficult, there are several things I think I have the responsibility this morning to communicate to both the fathers in the room and also the children. Since Ashlyn asked me to preach on this, I have been thinking a lot about her and our relationship and my role as her dad and the role the fathers play who are listening this morning. So here are a few things I believe are important. First of all, I want you to know that I love you. And I want the other children in the room to know their father loves them too. It is my hope this morning that you already know that. But what's important to me is that you know why your dads love you. If I were to ask you, why does your father love you? What would your answer be? See, at any given point in your life, your confidence in our love will be based on something. If you believe our love for you is based on your success, then when you get a bad grade or have a bad game or you're not successful in life, you'll wonder if we still love you. If you believe that our love for you is based on your good behavior and your ability to do great things in life, then when you do something wrong or you don't achieve those goals that you have set for yourself, you'll wonder if we still love you. So as a father, and speaking for the fathers here, let me clearly clarify this for our children, young and old alike, that are present this morning. A father's love is based on something that will never, ever change. You are our children, and you always will be our children. You were ours before you were able to do anything worthy of approval. So hear my words and hear them clearly. We love you, and we will always love you, no matter what. This brings me to my other point. There are many children in this world today who live in fatherless homes. Or worse yet, they never know their biological father. In fact, this is actually an epidemic of immense proportion in this nation and around the world. But what I declare to you this Father's Day morning on this beautiful Sunday is that everyone has a father who loves them. Everyone has a father who loves them. God is our Father. Not only in that He is our Creator, but that He is also our Redeemer. You see, He loves us no matter what. That's a hard concept for us to grab hold to. But it is true. God loves us no matter what. This is what distinguishes our Christian relationship and what allows us to relate to God as our Father. In the Old Testament, God is the Father of Israel, and Israel technically is the Son. In this context of God is forgiving and redeeming Israel. While the Jews of Jesus' day were hesitant to call God their Father, and actually they got angry at Jesus for doing the same, Jesus claimed God as the Father and taught His followers, you and me, to do the very same thing. God is the Father and He is also the Son, whom the Father sent to carry out His plan of redemption for you and me. What distinguishes the Son from God the Father is not the quality of their inner beings. You see, they are the same. What distinguishes them is their functionality and their functioning of their relationships to me and you. Jesus, the Son, had come into the world to do the Father's will. We relate to God as Father, therefore, through Jesus, the Son, sharing in this sonship through the adoption we receive through Christ's redeeming work for us. You heard me use the word adoption. Several weeks ago, maybe a month or two, we heard one of the most powerful sermons preached from this pulpit I have ever heard in my tenure here at Bethel and Pines from Brian Lee. And this sermon spoke directly to our adoption of God and our relationship with Him as His children. Now, with that said, fathers today don't claim to be God or Jesus. Because God and Jesus are much better than us. So let me clarify, we don't claim to be God or Jesus. Now my daughter will say, I'm pretty close. No, I'm just kidding. But we don't claim to be God or Jesus by no stretch of the imagination. However, if you have ever felt loved by your earthly dad, know that our love is merely a shadow reflection of the vast, inexhaustible, life-changing love that Jesus has for you. Dads here on earth have made many sacrifices for their children to have a decent life. Many. Some have paid it off. But Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice so that all of God's children, and I do mean all of God's children, could have eternal life with Him in heaven. Jesus died so that we could receive the forgiveness we desperately need from God. As an earthly dad, I know I have failed to be the father I should be. I stand before you this morning and confess that. But Jesus is perfect in every way. In fact, that's what makes Him qualified to be our Redeemer and Savior. To earn God's approval, we need to live a perfect life. But Jesus is the only perfect person who has ever lived. Wherever we have failed, Jesus has excelled. Whatever God has required, Jesus has perfectly fulfilled. And He did this not only to give us an example of how to live, but so that by putting our trust in Him, we can enjoy and will enjoy all the rewards that Jesus earned through His perfect life. We are not perfect, but because of our Savior Jesus Christ, we will receive the same reward. Jesus is so much better than we are. Speaking for all the dads this morning, our deepest desire as a father is that you would know, love, and worship God as your dads do. We pray that you see Jesus through what we have done well and in spite of what we have done poorly and completely done wrong. We pray every day that you see the gospel of Jesus Christ through our example, even when we fail you. Remember, fathers are guardians of their children's hearts, and we thank God every day for allowing us to be your dads. It's no secret that children observe and copy the behaviors that are seen in the lives of their parents. In fact, if you know the children and you know the parents well, when you see the children by themselves, you can typically pick out whose child they are by their actions. Christian fathers have the immense responsibility of demonstrating the heart of God to their children. This is an all-daunting responsibility, one that most of us would likely say we do not qualify for. But we do have the responsibility of demonstrating the heart of God to our children. Fathers also have the great privilege of leaving behind a spiritual legacy for their kids. Being a father and representing God is both an honor and a privilege. This morning, as we begin to close this sermon, whether your father is present here today or not, whether they have gone on to be eternal with God or not, I am sure if I ask you to speak about your father, you could share some sense of a spiritual legacy with me today. That is the responsibility and the duty of a father. You see, we serve a searching Father. One day, a little girl leaves the safety and sanctity of her yard where she's safe and can play without fear. She leaves that yard and finds herself lost in the woods that surrounds her home. Scared and afraid, she screams out for her dad. She cries and shouts to no avail. She cannot raise his attention. She's too deep in the woods. Unbeknownst to her, her father is frantically looking for her as well. After a while, the young girl gets tired and lays down and falls asleep beside a tree. All the while, her father continues to search. As dark falls, her father locates her sleeping beside that tree. He calls to her as he runs her way. She awakens. She sees her dad and she runs to him. She jumps into his arms and she hugs and kisses him and she says, "Daddy, Daddy, I sure am glad I found you." Now we know by this story that she didn't find her father. Her father found her. But this is our message this morning for the church. We serve a searching Father. Friends, we don't find Jesus. Jesus finds us. Why? Because we're always searching. Even when we're not, He's always searching for us. When we're lost, He can find us. When we're lost, we can't find anything. We don't find Jesus. Jesus finds us. You see, God so loved His children, He sent His only Son to find us. The church message this morning is because lost people matter to God, they should also matter to us. As we pursue the lost with the love of Christ, heaven rejoices. Again, I go back to my friend's sermon, adoption. I will never be able to put into words what that meant to me as he preached it. Nor will I be able to convey what it meant to his family and his children. But what I will tell you is this. The courage that it takes for a man to raise children is immense. So the challenge this morning for all of our dads here today, you are men of God. You are men that carry the cross of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Your faith is evident in your eyes, in your faces, in your words, in your deeds, in your actions. You are courageous beyond measure. Stand up and find those lost children, regardless of their age, whether they are adulthood or youth. It doesn't matter. Seek and find those children of God who God seeks Himself. Help our Lord search for the lost so that we all someday will rejoice in heaven. And when you do, you will be rewarded beyond measure. So Scripture declares. Let me share these final lyrics to you out of the song that Ashlyn asked me to preach. You see, you'll be here one day. The question is, are you ready? Listen to these lyrics. "Last night I dreamed I died and stood at those pearly gates, when suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the stuff I've done, they'll never let me in. Then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, 'Let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us.'" You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end. Amen. And finally, if you'll give me the gracious moment to do so, this is to my daughter. Ashlyn, fatherhood has been one of the most humbling experiences in my life. I love you, and I want you to be I try to be the best dad I can be. But sometimes, more than I care to admit, I fail miserably. And I know that. And sometimes you have to suffer the consequences of those failures. With that said, you probably have not heard me say this enough, but I'm sorry. For being important, not important enough, and too harsh with you sometimes. I'm sorry for so often choosing my career and other work over our relationship. I am sorry if I have ever made you feel like an insignificant person or a distraction in my life. I am sorry for not investing in your spiritual life as much as I probably should have, although I have invested a great deal. I'm sorry for the times I have sinfully misrepresented what God is like in my words, my actions, my deeds, and my statements, and most importantly, my priorities. I know you are aware of where I fall short. I'm sure you and your mom talk about it frequently. And I am grateful for you, and I'm also grateful for the love and forgiveness you share with me every day. I say this because I want you to know that I am aware of my shortcomings. Just know this, Ashlyn. Dads have to be dads first sometimes. It is what God calls us to do. I am charged with being the guardian of your heart. And many times the guardian has been wrong in the manner of his words, but never in the protection of those he loves. Always know that being your father has been the greatest honor, and you are the greatest of all things I have ever, ever been given. I am loved by God because he charged me with your care, and you will always be loved by God because his perfect love created you in your perfect ways. You see, daddies just don't love their children every now and then. It's a love that always, always, never ends. And it ends without an amen. I love you very much. And before I leave this podium, I will tell you that I'm always right when I'm wrong, regardless if you are right. Amen.